Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 27, Rustenburg 28 grade. Ons begin by die Protea Noord-Landroshof vir aanklagte van bedrog teen die voormalige burgemeester van Johannesburg, Kabelo Kwamanda, en sy medebeskuldigdes voorlopig teruggetrek is. Hulle word daarvan beskuldig dat hulle na bewering Soweto inwoners bedrieg het in 'n beweerde begrafnispolis skema wat tussen 2011 en 2012 bedryf is. Kwamanda het buite die hof gesê hy is verlig oor die beslissing.
What has happened now, it demonstrates that even the manner in which the arrest was enforced, which is one of the questions that my attorney had posed to the court itself to say, when was the warrant of arrest issued and who signed it? And on which basis was the warrant of arrest signed, where else they are unable to come up with a charge sheet that alleges the fact that I'm accused of fraud.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Weermag het bevestig 'n groep soldate wat dringend mediese aandag nodig het, is gerepatrieer in die ooste van die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo. Die soldate is gewond in gevegte met M23 rebelle. Die begangen dan sy berig.
Four ambulances escorted by military police were seen entering the military hospital casualty section as the evacuation of wounded soldiers began. Reports indicate that nearly 200 South African troops are ill or severely injured and are expected to return home this week. The soldiers reportedly took the Kigali route through Rwanda to South Africa as Goma Airport remains too risky, causing delays in their arrival back home. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Die polisie in Limpopo het 'n 18-jarige onwettige mynwerker in hegtenis geneem in verband met onwettige mynbou by die Medupi myn in Palaborwa.
The suspect is facing illegal processing of unwrought precious minerals, gold bearing and contravention of the Immigration Act. Item seized, one spade, 2.5 kilogram of unwrought precious minerals and small black headlamp.
Dit aan die polisie se Steven Tsakeng, amptenaar het vir die afgelope paar weke op onwettige mynbou in die gebied toegeslaan. Gauteng premier Panyas Lesufi sê die provinsiale regering gaan 18 skole bou in 'n poging om oorbevolking te hanteer. Lesufi sê 2,5 miljard rand is op sy gesit om die nuwe skole te bou. Hy het gisteraand sy staatsrede in Pretoria gelewer. Lesufi het ook gesê die provinsiale regering werk daaraan om alle geslote kragstasies te laat herleef.
We have now finally revitalized all closed power stations. Starting with two Johannesburg power stations, they are now ready to give us 200 megawatts.
En ten slotte,
killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song.
Hulde blyk is stroom steeds in vir die sanger en liedjie-skrywer Roberta Flack, wat bekend is van haar Grammy gekroonde treffers, insluitend hierdie een. Sy is gister oorlede. Flack was 88 jaar oud. Sy het in haar loopbaan 5 Grammy toekenninge ontvang. Ek is in ons September top story at the summer. Fraud charges against former Johannesburg mayor Kabelo Kwamanda and his co-accused have been provisionally withdrawn.
Sure, your news was so interesting today. 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. Sure, Roberta Flack, hey? Mm. Oh, what a legend. When you just played that and you talked about the Grammy, it reminded me of a story over the weekend. So ek het vir die jongspan nader geroep want die een het besluit sy gaan nou begin fluit speel. En toe sê ek vir haar, weet jy dat hier in Suid-Afrika het ons 'n bekende fluitspeler wat al 'n paar Grammy toekenninge gewen het. En hulle sê vir my, nee, dis onmoontlik. Ek sê vir hulle, ja, sy naam is Wouter Kellerman en daar speel ek vir hulle van sy musiek en hulle was verstom. So dis so heerlik hierdie connecties, you know how awards and recognition can literally unite the world of music. Beautiful, hey?
So beautiful.
So now September, tell me, so yesterday here on the show in the work zone on Jacaranda FM, we heard about a tariff if you have solar. Was there any development on that story? It was a tariff that you would, hulle gaan vir jou meer geld. Oh, my listeners are so beautiful. They sent the nicest messages. Like if I had solar, right? And someone says to me, buy more money, I would be like, yeah! No.